Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? This is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just give God all the glory. Hey, hallelujah. Welcome to Word for Today. And, our word for today is love. Glory to God. Love. Love. God's love. The fulfilling love. The most powerful. Glory to God. And we are living in God's kingdom, and kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Faith of God, hope in Jesus, and we love all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's jump right into this word for today. We have been looking at Ephesians chapter 3. Starting with verse 14, and we're looking at, this is actually a prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians and asking God to help them to understand the fullness of the love of God, to give them revelation of God's love. And this is a prayer that we need to pray for one another. It's a prayer that we need to pray for those who we want to understand the fullness of Christ, who we want to come into Christ, that we believe that God will impart to them his love, and that in that they will understand who they are. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14, it says, "So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father, mother, and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that God will unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory," glory to God, "of his glory and favor, until supernatural strength floods your innermost being." Hallelujah. Floods your innermost being. God's supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Divine might and explosive power. Glory be to God. The power, the explosive power, God's presence in our lives with God's favor. Hallelujah. Okay, let's move right along. In 17, it says, "Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of the love of God will become the very source and root of your life." The very source and root of your life. How wonderful that the love of God becomes the very source and root of our life as we begin to delve in developing a personal relationship with the Lord our God. As we begin to seek out God's presence in our life with our faith, constantly using our faith, believing that God is in us. Therefore, the life of the Son can be released in us. And therefore, then our cup starts to run over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we study, as we listen, as we grow, Now, the next verse says, then you will be empowered. You will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. Mm. You will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. Okay, I didn't do something that I did the last two nights. And that was I read from the New Century Translation first and then came to the Passion. I just jumped right into the Passion. So I'm going to go back and let's read verse 18 and 19. Well, I only read the first part of 18. And in the New Century Version, it reads, and I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Jesus' love, of Christ's love, the love of the Messiah. That we will have the power to understand the greatness of the love of Christ. And now in the Passion Translation, it reads, then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. Now, it says then when? What is there before that? So, after what happens, it says, so we could really say I'm trying to think of another word to use then. After you have experienced what is above, you will be empowered to discover. After what? So now after we have, excuse me, in verse 1 it says, after we understand who God is and who Jesus is, the Messiah, and that we understand that God's love has come into us, and that God, once God has unveiled to us the unlimited riches of his manifest presence in us and his favor, and the supernatural strength floods our innermost being, his divine might and explosive power, as we become acquainted with the Holy Spirit and understand that that power is in us, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Whew. Then, woo, then, by constantly using our faith, you see, this is another one. This is another then. In verse 17, it says, then, after we've accepted the unlimited riches of God's glory and favor, and that God now that we have realized that God is in us, and that God's full riches of his presence is in us and with us because we're walking in the kingdom, and now that God's favor is over us and in us, so that we can begin to flourish in every area of our lives. Once we have fully accepted that and the supernatural strength floods our innermost being, that we realize the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us, that we understand how much power is in us, then when we constantly use our faith, believing the life of Christ is released deep inside of us, and that we have become the resting place for the love of God, and it has become the very source and the root of our life, then there's another then, we will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. Then, after we understand all that, after that's been revealed to us, as we begin to comprehend the things of God in us, the power of God that's in us, the kingdom realm of God that we're walking in. Once we've understood that, then we will be empowered to discover with every holy one. That's with all God's holy people. The great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. The great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. In all its dimensions. Then you will be empowered. See, we have to get there. We have to get to that place that only God is. That we have to understand that God is our parent. That God, we are named by God. We are God's children. And because we're God's children, we have his name. We have his name. We have the name of God. We have Yahweh. We have Adonai. El Elyon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have his name. And because we have his name, God, then we understand and we can begin to believe that God is unveiling to us his manifest presence in the riches of his glory. Glory means God's presence. Now that God's presence is in us, we can believe that God is going to do everything that needs to be done in us, the fullness of God in us. Hallelujah. The fullness of God. This is what it's saying here. Then you will be empowered. The empowering presence of the Holy Spirit is in us. And so now that that power is in us, and as we begin to realize the power of God that's in us and begin to understand the power of God that is in us and begin to rely on the power of God that's in us, it becomes our very source and root. The source of our being and our root of everything we do, the love of God. When that happens, we will be empowered to experience what every holy one should experience. And then it goes on to say the great magnitude, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. In all its dimensions, to heal every tiny little hurt that's ever been done to us. From however far back you can remember being hurt, to help us to grow past every angry thought. To the love of God begins to melt it away and begins to change it. That it becomes love and forgiveness. The magnitude, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ and all its dimensions, everything that we need, everything that God has for us, we will begin to see and experience the love of God. And not only every area of hurt and every area of pain, every area of anger, every area of disappointment, every area of of lack, every area of lack in our health, in our physical health, in our mental health, we begin to realize, and see, and I'm not just talking about that this is, you know, this is some supernatural thing that's going to happen, and everything is going to be washed away, and you're going to be clean, and you're going to be renewed. No, fortunately, it takes work. It takes effort on our part. We have to, because this love helps us. It empowers us to be able to seek out that help, to say, because God loves me, I can find what I need. God has already provided it for me. Help me, God. Show me the way to go. And begin to listen to the Holy Spirit to show you where to go and show you how to go. And then begin to seek out what you need. This is why we don't get the things that that God has for us, because we lazy. I'm going to just say it. We lazy. And we don't want to fight through our own laziness to find the things that God has for us, to search them out. This day and age, there is nobody that should be lacking in anything, because we can find whatever, you can find what you need to produce whatever it is. The witty inventions that God has given you, that you can look on this internet, this world wide web, and find what you need. They have therapy online today. They have, you don't have to just go to one therapist or go to one place. You can find someone that looks like you, that talks like you. Someone that you're comfortable with to be able to converse with, to help you work out the things in you. You can find what you need to help sponsor you to do the things that God is calling you to do. But we're lazy, even though it's right at our fingertips. And sometimes all it takes is a click of a button, and it takes some time to read through stuff, to be influenced in the things that we need. We have to step up and move forward. We are the hands and feet of God. We are the eyes and the mouth. We are the ones who speak forth and speak out. We have to declare and decree. You have to open your mouth and say, this is what I want. This is what I need. You have to do it. Nobody can do it for you. Your pastor, your deaconess, the usher board, nobody can do it for you but you. You have to do it. And if you don't do it, it won't get done. That's just how it is. But it's available. It's available. It's right there for you. But we have to make the steps. And as we make the steps and we listen to the Holy Spirit to guide us and listen to the voice of God to lead us, we can be more than conquerors. We can be completely and totally victorious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not just preaching to you, I'm preaching to me. I have to do the same thing. I have to do exactly what I'm saying to you to do. This took effort for me to do this, for me to sit here and do this podcast every day, 5 days a week. And I miss a day here and there. I don't get it done every single day, but I try to do it the next day. But I got to keep moving forward. I got to keep pushing through. And you have to do the same thing. And you can do it. You can do it. Because God is with you. God is in you. For you. Glory to God. He's in you. For you. You have to move. I love you. So very much. But you know what? Jesus loves you way more than I ever will. Believe it. Consistently use your faith. Believe the love. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.